Morning Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. Good morning. My name is Crystal Ford Grant, and I am the chairperson for your local Special Olympics with Buffalo.
There we go. Welcome back. You've been here before.
I have.
So it's been like a year or 2 years because you were one of the first guests that we had. So what has transpired with the Special Olympics? I know like there's been some disruption with the world for a second there. So I'm assuming you guys fell into that bracket as well.
We did. We were only up and running 5 weeks when we got shut down for COVID. So during that time, we tried to do a few things just to kind of keep in touch with our athletes so they knew we were here. Mm-hmm. We were doing like little drive-bys with cars and shouting hello from our cars, and so athletes could actually nominate each other for these little events, and we would organize people to do these little kind of like shout outs to them. Whether it was a special occasion or just because, just to say, you know, we're here.
Right.
We did some goodie bags, you know, like with activities and stuff for our adults and our youth, because we have both. We have youth and adult both, like athletes, so we did things for both. And then Kids Sport actually sponsored a package for our youth. So we had that happening. So, like, we did a few things that we could. And whenever anything would lift a little bit, if we could get a few together within the rules, we did, right? So we did what we could when we could. During that time, of course, it wasn't near as much as what we wanted. But
That's right.
Did what we could. So, like, during that time, one summer, 2 years ago, we were able to do golf because everyone was able to be outside, separated.
Right.
And the Fort McMurray Golf Club is a big sponsor of ours. So we did golf for the last couple summers through them. And so so a few things we were able to do. And
walking
to keep clubs and stuff like that, just to keep active. Be socially distanced, but still see each other.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Now, last time I met with you, you had a bunch of different sports that you were trying to get up and going. From talking to one of your athletes, it sounds like certain things were able to stick, certain things disappeared. So what are the specific sports that people can be participating in currently?
So right now is bowling and floor hockey. That's the two we have up and going right now. In the summer we have golf. We are working on hopefully getting more, but it comes down to volunteers. We need volunteers and the coaches. So that's been a big struggle for us. Is if we don't get the coaches or the volunteers, we can't offer programming.
So everybody get out there, volunteer and coach.
Yes, please. But yeah, so that's a big, big thing for us. So, so we can only offer programs that we can get the volunteers for and the coaching for. So if we don't get those individuals to come help, unfortunately, we cannot offer the programming.
Because that's a new one. The floor hockey is new. So that's cool.
And they're actually, we've been really fortunate because we did start floor hockey and then we had provincials coming up, but we didn't have enough athletes to attend provincials. So Special Olympics Alberta is letting us pair up with two other affiliates that didn't have enough. So we have like a hybrid team going
provincials
so that some of our athletes could actually go for their sport. And they're teaming up with two other affiliates and making a team, so they're actually traveling this weekend to do practice for provincials next week. And they were actually traveled to 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. They were out of town again doing some competitions and team building with the hybrid team except for the upcoming provincials. So those are some things that we cover all expenses for our athletes. Things our athletes don't don't pay for. We paid for all of those.
That's great.
Traveling and provincials is, like I said, something that we've been fundraising for to help cover the cost and stuff, right?
So when it comes to fundraising, how can people get involved with your fundraising events and activities that you're doing around the community?
We do a lot on social media. We post a lot on social media. That's how, and we ask like everyone to share to kind of help us get the word out.
Right.
So we did a silent auction there before Christmas, which was a really big success. We just did a bottle drive.
Right.
We're looking at doing a 50-50 here in the next probably month or two.
Okay.
Just anything we can to help funds, because all the funds that we raise actually all go back to the athletes.
Right.
So all of our programming is done at a subsidized rate. Mm-hmm. So our athletes actually get like a lot cheaper than what it actually costs to run.
Right.
So we've been able to offer some free programming, which is amazing.
Right.
Floor hockey and golf have actually both been free to all of our athletes for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then bowling is only $5 a week, so they get to go bowling for an hour.
Wow.
And that $5 includes their full hour and their shoe rental, because the bowling alley has been a big sponsor, so they help us out, but I mean, we still have to pay the difference.
All
these things that cost money, you know, the awards, the certificates, all that stuff. So it's all the things that we fundraise for, and and it goes, like I said, all of it goes to the athletes in some way, shape, or form, whether it's subsidized programming, free programming, because there's fees and stuff, but if it's not too much, we give it to them for free, because it's not like we've been sponsored or been able to work out deals.
That's right.
And then, like I said, anything that's a bit more expensive, they pay a little bit, but we keep it as cost effective as possible for youth and adults. So
how many athletes do you have? Because I know you have, like you were discussing earlier, you have adult and youth.
Yeah.
So how many in total, roughly? And I hate asking people numbers because I'm horrible with them myself.
It's really hard because it's kind of like depending on the sport and then kind of deal. But last registration, I believe we were close to 50 athletes in total. So just whether, like I said, just kind of whether it's the right sport, kind of
right,
because we do have different sports. So
So
with the youth and then the adults and then with floor hockey.
Yeah.
So
if there's anybody who wanted to get involved as an athlete, or they had somebody that they said, hey, listen, this seems like right up your alley, you should get involved.
Yeah.
How do they get in contact with you guys?
They can go on Facebook to Special Olympics Wood Buffalo and message us directly. Mm-hmm. You can also go on Special Olympics Alberta, and you will see the link to register an athlete, register as a volunteer or a coach and things like that.
Right.
Any training that you need as a coach, so like that, I think I'm probably get it wrong, NCAA, I think, something like that anyway, for coaching.
Mm-hmm.
We cover those courses as well. So
we'll
help you get the certification. So you can start as a coach, and there is certifications you need, but we will cover the cost of getting those certifications.
Yeah, that's cool.
So just in case anyone is interested in coaching, but they don't have the courses, you can start off without them, and then we would cover you to get those, those courses and stuff. But yeah, everything is on, like I said, the website. Everything goes through Special Olympics Alberta, and then you would find Wood Buffalo. It's not under Fort McMurray. It's actually under Wood Buffalo, because our hope is to have it through the whole region.
Right.
Not just in our main hub.
Correct.
So that's why we went with the Wood Buffalo name versus Fort McMurray.
Okay.
And then, like I said, you can sign up as a volunteer or an athlete, fill out the forms.
Right.
And with our volunteers, you do require a criminal record check and a vulnerability check. So we would give you the letter, and that's free cost.
Yeah.
You to go to the police station, fill it all in, get that.
Right, and then you're ready to go.
And you're ready to go.
Cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready for a segment called the Max City Minute.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we're going to throw it to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay. Before we get started, I got to say, like, this might be the first time somebody's playing those video games behind us.
Not the first time, but one of the very first.
While we're filming, though.
No, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was groundbreaking. I was like, man, this is so cool that somebody's actually playing those.
We had those kids that one time come in. We had kids come in for something.
Very cool. Anyways, sorry for everybody at home. We've got video games behind there, and they distract me constantly because they're always going while we're filming. And this is the first time that I can remember that somebody's playing them behind. So I
that's
think it's pretty
me.
Cool. Yeah, that's not Tanner. That's exactly it. Yeah. All right, Tanner, hit her with the Max 80 Minute.
All righty. We don't have that camera. It's dead.
Oh, okay.
It just died as you were having your speech.
There we go.
So
we're just on that one and that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number one, what is your favorite part about returning to the Max City Morning Show?
Getting to see you guys. It's always a joy.
There we go. I love it. Good answer.
Question number two, what is one sport you would like to see the Special Olympics have the most?
Ooh, there's so many. My goal is I have so many sports. It's not even it's crazy how much I want. But yeah. I think probably swimming and curling would be my two top. Just because I know how much the athletes want those two sports. And
nice.
It's always about what the athletes want more than what I would want. So
there we go.
Question number three. What is one accomplishment you have in your life that you're most proud of?
Helping get Special Olympics back in Wood Buffalo. It was something that was, when my son was born 10 years ago, it was just after shutting down, and it was my goal to always get it brought back. So the fact we brought it back and we're building and growing, that's actually massive for me.
Question number four. What is one moment watching your teams that was most intense for you?
Ooh. I'm not sure, to be honest. Cause like just, I guess seeing them struggle and then helping them through it. Like just seeing some of them get flustered and upset because they're struggling to do the like the sport, and they might be having like a bad day, which is making it go worse, and just kind of helping them and the coaches and like we'll help them. And then actually, and then same, well, I'm watching like Brandon and another one stepping in to help them as well. Like just to see that kind of stuff and that camaraderie is amazing.
And your final question, what is one game you remember playing as a child that you enjoyed the most?
Probably jump rope was my favorite.
There we go. Okay.
And those have been your five questions.
Jump rope. Did you participate in jump rope for heart?
They didn't have that when I went to school. I'm too old for that.
Yeah. that's
that came
funny.
Out after.
Yeah. My little boy loved jump rope for heart. Like he skipping. I don't know. It's not the same thing anymore. Like when I went to school, you learned how to skip.
Yep.
Like it was a component of phys ed, PE.
Yeah.
You had to learn how to skip.
And you did it like recess and lunch was like poster.
That's right.
And double dutch and things like that.
That's right. And so like I'm a good skipper. And then my little boy, he came home this year. He's like, hey, we're doing jump rope for heart. And he's learning how to skip.
Yep.
And so he was going on and he's like, I bet you don't know how to skip. Do I know how to skip?
Right?
And I showed him, and he's just like, how did you get so good? I'm just like, everybody used to skip.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
I said, like, that
really
was huge.
Yeah. Like,
whether it was gym, recess, lunch, you always had your skip ropes. After school, that was something that if someone gave you a skip rope, that was
that's
like
right.
golden.
That's right. So, with your little one son, right?
Yeah.
So he's 10 now. You like,
yeah.
I'm doing the math quickly in my
yeah.
head. So, what sports is he active in?
He's in bowling.
Okay.
Yeah, he's where he's only at 10,
yeah.
he's only in bowling.
Okay.
So right now bowling is for 6+.
Right.
And it goes up into, like I said, adults. So
yeah.
around that 14, 16, they can go from a youth into the adult bowling
yeah.
league.
Yeah.
Floor hockey is for 12+.
Okay.
And then we've done golf for 12+.
Okay.
So like it kind of depends on the sport.
Right.
To what ages
right.
we will open it up for.
Right.
Just because we have to look at abilities and again, like volunteers makes a big
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
And then time slots and when we can get
right.
different things as much. Like we have our sponsors and they're great and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of making sure we have the right
yeah.
spots for the different age groups as well.
Right.
right.
What other sports would he like to play? Like he must do stuff outside of just the bowling, right?
Yeah, he does. Like he's actually in the inclusive hockey.
Okay.
Through minor hockey as well.
Okay.
And he's done challenger baseball through minor baseball.
Okay.
So there's a few other programs for youth as well in the community. So
right.
because we have those other ones, like there's actually quite a few things happening. And then I didn't sign him up for basketball, but we now have the new basketball for youth here in town.
Yeah, he reached out to me this weekend. Me and Tanner just have to figure out when he, like, when we can slot him in to come and chat with us.
Yeah, so, like, like, I know him and his wife, and, like, with our community, you know a lot of the other parents and families and things like that. So, like I said, just because of our schedule, just didn't work for us for basketball, but we do have basketball for youth in town as well now.
So has that kicked off already? Has he started that? Like, cause I haven't sat down. He just literally messaged me this weekend, so I know very little about
him. I'm pretty sure it did. Like, if it's not, it's, like, getting ready to start, like, any day kind of thing. Like, I know that they were getting things up and going and stuff. So, like I said, I've been, like, I follow them on social media, but where my... Where I couldn't sign up, I can't say.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to speak on their behalf. That's right.
We're not in it because we have enough on our plate between hockey and bowling and Special Olympics and things like that, like and work, all that fun stuff. That there's only so much because I have three kids. So
Busy
it's a lot.
Busy lady. So as far as Special Olympics with Buffalo is concerned, like, how can or what are you looking for in regards to support from the community?
We're looking for any support we can get, to be honest, right? We'll take volunteers if it's volunteers. If anyone wants to donate and help us, you know, keep going with what we're doing. Because, like, so with provincials coming up, it's a big cost. And we keep everything cost effective to our athletes. People don't realize just how much that means to us. With our athletes. So, like, with Brandon being on the board and we were talking about, like, traveling and things like that. One of the things came up was, of course, that we had to make a decision on was cost.
Right.
So our athletes that's going to provincials, we have 10 athletes going to provincials. For the full cost is only $200 for each athlete to go to provincials. That's all we charge. And that covers their accommodations, their traveling, their meals, everything.
That's amazing.
Like gear, the works, so like their things that they need. So everything else is on Special Olympics, of course, to cover.
Right.
And then all the traveling they've been doing for competitions. And then the hybrid team, that's all covered by Special Olympics as well. They haven't paid, like, there's no fee to the athletes for anything when it comes to that. So people just don't realize exactly what it means to be part of Special Olympics and what the fundraising really does for us.
And for the
athletes. Like I said, it's either subsidized, like, it's always going to be a subsidized rate. That goes without
cost. Dependent on how much is subsidized.
Like said, so like I said, it kind of depends on the cost to what we can subsidize. It's they usually get charged less than half of what we pay.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, it's really well manageable for their income.
Right.
And then when we can, like I said, we do it. Like, the schools have opened up their gyms again, so we're able to use a school gym for floor hockey, which is not a big cost. So that's where... That comes in free for them.
Yeah.
We've bought all the equipment. They just got to put a deposit on the equipment. And when they return their equipment at the end of the season, they get their deposit back. So that all their equipment is covered by Special Olympics Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then because the rate of renting a school gym versus another facility is so much cheaper, we're just covering all those fees. And then golf, like I said, the Fort McMurray Golf Club has been an amazing sponsor the last couple of summers. So that's been free to all of our athletes as well. So like I said, just anywhere we can help them get out and participate. And then, like I said, bowling is more expensive. So it's literally $5 a week just to go bowling for an hour, which everyone in this town knows is super amazing. And our athletes love it. And we work with the Smart Bus to make sure our athletes can get to programming.
That's awesome. So, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're unfortunately out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. So I'd just like to thank everybody for, like, having us on here, and to our board members that make everything possible and working on getting our volunteers and getting the word out. And to our sponsors here in town, like I said, Fort McMurray Golf Club is one of our sponsors. The Alley is a sponsor. We doing Westview School is what is the gym we get to use. And Centennial Storage actually is one of our local sponsors for storing all of our equipment. So we want to make sure we put a shout out to Centennial Storage as well. And if you want to get involved, like I said, Special Olympics Alberta website, check it out. You got a link there. Register as a volunteer athlete. We will take anything we can. You can even donate, and you will get a tax receipt because we are charitable. So hopefully that helps you out, and hopefully you'll help support us in bringing more to the community and getting more athletes involved.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.